first thought that goes through your head when a phone call comes in and you think, not again? You know, we've been trying so hard and trying to educate people and reaching out to survivors and we've been taking people to hospital and we've been talking about it in the media and we've been having meetings in Moisey and you know, we've been doing all these things. And then a phone call comes in and they say, two more are being tortured or one more is being tortured. And you just wonder, you know, when will this ever end? And so, you know, I got on the phone to the police and I couldn't get through. So I drove up to the police station myself and found out what the situation was. And you just go into action trying to get help in any way for these people.
What were the reasons for this violence?
There were many underlying reasons that the sociologists can talk about. But the event for the most recent case occurred on Saturday was a unexplained death in the community, and it sounds like a what we call up here a glassman arrived at the funeral and told the grieving family that there was a woman to blame for this, a witch to blame for this, and that he could identify her. You know, the way he would identify her is that she would arrive on the third day of the funeral, and so on the third day, this woman arrived with her family to grieve the guy who had died, and a grieving family of the dead man attacked her, and her family was powerless to stop them, and they began torturing her, and the rest of the story transpired from there.
Have the perpetrators been taken into custody?
No, they have not. So there was a police car parked at the site of the crime, and I don't know what it was doing there. I just saw it sitting there. Two vehicles with police officers from the Walking Among the Police Station did visit the scene of the crime and met with the perpetrators of the crime. But the perpetrators said he had released the women back to their families. So the police turned around and left again. So I don't know why they're not trying to follow up and, you know, identify which of these people were involved in torturing and which ones were just standing by allowing it to happen. But there were, you know, hundreds of people there. And a very number of police. So probably the police felt that they weren't tasked to make any arrests and they didn't know who they should arrest. And they were feeling that if they irritated people, they might be overpowered. But there's a lot of factors that go into that. But it's very frustrating that, you know, you have a crowd of people and they're obviously the perpetrators are standing there in front of you and the police are standing there and then nothing happens and they just get away time after time.
What's the answer, I wonder?
Well, the answer, we have to have short-term answers for caring for people who have been attacked and their immediate families. We have to have short-term answers for arresting the perpetrators and charging them and, you know, getting convictions on a basis. But we also have to have long-term responses, which means educating people away from this kind of violence and this kind of accusation and these kind of beliefs, which are really crazy. Like the belief that you should listen to some guy who walks up and you pay him and to tell you which woman is responsible for death by cancer or death by diabetes or death by heart attack. And then this, you know, uneducated man sits there and says, well, I'm a glassman, I'm a witch doctor, so I can tell you who. And then you get up and kill them. Like, that's the sign of complete miseducation. You know, those are not educated people who are doing that. And so somehow we have to continue educating people away from this kind of violence.
When you say education, do you think that should start in primary school?
To begin in the home. And, you know, when I was a child, I was taught about all kinds of imaginary. I learned about Santa Claus, and I learned about Superman, and I learned about Spider-Man, I learned about Batman, I learned about Phantom. I read the Phantom comic in the newspaper, and all of those things are not real, but we still read about them, and we don't allow them to affect us.